For this kind of party, you'll need to BYOT, teacup. The Victoria Tea Festival Revival hits a decade milestone on Saturday, October 4th, at Nutka Court, and is an event for tea lovers and the tea curious. Jared Nyberg, president of the International Tea Appreciation Society, which hosts the event, definitely falls in the former. The co-owner of Jaga Silk was asked his favorite cup of all time. Impossible question, he says. But he takes a stab anyway, the first time he fresh milled a competition-grade matcha, or when a black matter scientist brought him a Wuyi Mountain charcoal roasted tea, are high on his list. It may sound mystical, but the allure of tea for enthusiasts lies in the farm-to-cup journey and the story or artistry behind it. Those values will be on full display on October 4th. The tea fair will feature tea tastings and demonstrations, and a gallery with rare and historic teaware, including teapots over 400 years old. Alongside live music and food, perhaps the most exciting event is the World Tea Championship, where Gongfu tea makers showcase their skills. Gongfu tea, sometimes called a tea ceremony, means to make tea with skill and is a traditional Chinese tea preparation method. The joy of the tea fair and the tea championship are definitely must-sees, really forming the incredible community we have all built together, says Nyberg. And you just cannot miss the Japanese tea ceremony that always opens the symposium. While tea can come at different price points, Nyberg explained what makes a tea more valuable or higher in quality. Good tea really starts with the soil and the location of the field, how much energy the producer is able to commit, their experience and the luck of the year's climate, he says. Then it comes down to the factory's experience, cleanliness and technique, the storage quality of the merchant, and avoiding the smoke and mirrors where low-quality tea is, packaged nicely, and sold as though it's high quality. Ultimately, it should have a distinct, complex aroma with a long finish and minimal bitterness. Personally, I like to buy from origin hunters, those with direct connections to the producer, he says. But I am always much more excited when there is a story behind the tea and not just good flavor. To experience the flavor for oneself, tea enthusiasts can visit 633 Courtney Street on October 4th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is by a suggested donation of $15 to $25, supporting the nonprofit International Tea Appreciation Society. Learn more at victiafestrevival.org.